Good afternoon. Welcome at the Pegasus Nanovogonos Analyst Conference Call in connection with the third quarter 2012 financial results. The speakers of the call are Mr. František Řezáč, Chief Executive Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. Marián Rašík, Chief Financial Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is as usual. First, the management will deliver the presentation, which has been already sent to you and which is also available at our website. And then we will proceed to the Q&A session. And now I will hand over to Mr. Řezáč, who will start with the presentation.
Thank you, Andrej. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. In the third quarter of this year, we recorded very high EBITDA of 11.3 million euro. This is the second best quarter result in the company's history. Naturally, this solid figure was supported by the capacity from the new production line that was put into operation last year and by the decline in the price of input materials that started in May of this year. Polymer price volatility is continuing and polymer prices have again started to rise, which will affect our results of the final quarter of this year. This year, the overall effect of the delay in the polymer price pass-through mechanism will be negative. On the other hand, we remain quite optimistic in our outlook for 2013. The recent decision by one of the hygiene players to leave its diaper business in Europe has created speculations about the impact of this decision on our financial performance. We can confirm that the current state of sales negotiations with customers for 2013 indicates that the production capacity of the company should be sold out, and therefore we do not expect a reduction in production volumes or in our sales levels. Total production capacity in 2013 should also be supported by the start-up of the new Egyptian production line. Updated information on the progress of the project will be provided in the end of the presentation. We are also delighted that we received for the fifth year in a row the Excellence Award from Procter & Gamble for suppliers providing services consistently at the highest level. Now I will hand over to Marián, who will take you through the financial part of the presentation.
Good afternoon once more. Let me take you through the key highlights of the third quarter. Our revenues in the third quarter amounted to 47.9 million euro, which is 9.7% higher compared with the same period last year. And it was driven by higher volumes produced on the new production line. We recorded an EBITDA of 11.3 million euro, up by 4.8% over last year, also thanks to the contribution of the new capacity and the positive impact of the pass-through mechanism. On the other hand, lower than planned production output lowered the year-on-year growth of this indicator. Profit from operations, EBIT, amounted to 8.4 million euro and decreased by 2.1% compared with the same period in 2011. EBIT was affected by a higher level of depreciation on the new production line. Net profit amounted to 8.6 million euro, up 56.8% year-on-year due to high non-cash FX gains achieved in this quarter. Now please turn to slide number 9. And let me comment on the items which haven't been discussed in the previous slide with the focus on the third quarter figures. Total raw materials and consumables in the third quarter of 2012 amounted to 34.4 million euro, a 10.4% year-on-year increase. The main factor was the increased raw material consumption connected with the new production line. Total staff cost in the third quarter went up 15.7% year-on-year to 2.1 million, significantly impacted by revaluation of the share option plan. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached 2.9 million euro, up by 32.5% year on year. The increase in depreciation and amortization resulted from the launch of the 9th production line and the depreciation of related production technologies and buildings. FX changes and other financial expenses amounted to a gain of 2.9 million euro in the third quarter, compared with a loss of 1.9 million euro achieved in the same period in the previous year. Interest expenses net related to debt servicing amounted to 1.2 million euro, a 15.4% increase compared with the third quarter of 2011, as a result of increased drawdowns of loan for financing of new capacities in Egypt and in the Czech Republic. In the third quarter of 2012, income tax was 1.6 million euro, mainly as a result of FX gains recorded in this period. On the next slide, we can see a revenue breakdown by products and continuously high proportion of hygiene sales on total revenues confirms a key focus on the hygiene market in Europe. The distribution according to the end users did not really change since last year. Next slide, please. With respect to the geographical distribution of sales, sales to Western Europe and Central and Eastern Europe represented a 95.2% share of total sales in the third quarter and confirmed our core focus on the broader European area. On the next slide, we can see the cost composition. The cost composition in the first 9 months of 2012 did not really change since last year. Share of consumed polymers on total operating costs, including depreciation, remained stable at 72%. Electricity charges in absolute amount went up by 21.9% year on year as a result of the higher consumption linked to production capacity increase and an increase in electricity prices caused by a higher contribution for renewable energy. Distribution and its share on total operational cost were up due to launch of the 9th production line. Next slide. Now let me comment on the main changes in the statement of financial position between December 31, 2011 and September 30, 2012. Property, plant and equipment increased by 9.2% due to new investments this year. Inventories and the trade and other receivables were up 9.7% and 16.5% respectively, primarily due to the increase in polymer prices indexes since the beginning of the year. Bank balances and cash increased by 57.2% as a result of more cash needed in connection with the investment in Egypt. And a long-term debt increased by 12.1% due to higher drawdown of the loan facility in connection with the investments into the expansion of production capacities. Next slide, cash flow statement. Some of the events impacting the statement of financial position and statement of comprehensive income in the first 9 months of 2012 also impacted the cash flow statement. The main factors to mention in the cash flow statements are, first, higher capex up by 34.2% year on year, mainly due to the last payments related to the 9th production line project and the investment in Egypt. Second, there are changes in inventories, receivables and payables due to higher polymer prices. Third, higher depreciation due to the newly depreciated buildings and machinery resulting from the new production line. Four, higher utilization of credit facilities due to higher capex for our investment projects. And five, higher interest costs paid this year in connection with increased drawdowns of the loan facilities. On the next slide shows the capex development. In the first 9 months of this year, total consolidated capital expenditures amounted to 34.5 million euro, up by 34.2% when compared with the same period last year. The largest part of this sum came from capital expenditures related to the construction of the Egyptian production plant in the amount of 18.2 million euro. We are adjusting our capex guidance for the full year 2012. total capital expenditures will not exceed €40 million compared with the previously announced figure of €46 million. This is a result of a change in the payment schedule for the Egyptian project. Now I will hand you back over to František, who will talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Marian. And now an update of our guidance, which we provided in March this year. In the third quarter of 2012, the company achieved financial results that are in line with our expectations and with guidance given for the entire year 2012. Volatility of polymer prices this year has been substantial. During the first 4 months of this year, polymer prices showed significant growth, which negatively impacted financial results in the second quarter. In May, polymer prices started declining, which supported our performance in the third quarter. However, the declining trend reversed again in August and prices went up, which will affect our performance in the last quarter of this year. Nevertheless, we are glad that despite these unfavorable circumstances, we can confirm the full year EBITDA guidance, however, at the lower end of the announced range. Next slide, it will be Egypt. Now we would like to provide you with update on our international project, the construction of a nonwovens plant in Egypt. This project represents a key priority for us, and with a certain level of satisfaction, I can confirm that we are successfully meeting the very demanding installation schedule. At the beginning of the year, building works commenced, and the production and warehouse on the production and warehouse building. At present, installation of production technology is underway, and we expect the first commercial production to come off the line in the third quarter of 2013. This brings our presentation to the end. We would like to thank you for your attention, and we will now take your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, to ask a question, just press star and then one on your phone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from Brown Boring. Please ask your question and announce your company.
Yes, good evening. I'm Brown Boring from Wood & Co. My main question would have to be with regards to production figures for the quarter, which were on the low side. I understand there may have been some technical problems on one of the lines. If you could please go into a little bit of detail about what those problems were, what lines, what products were affected, is this been taken care of? And if at the same time maybe you could comment on the overall demand picture for the market. Did it remain strong, or was it likewise weaker as your production figures were?
Okay, thank you for this question. I'm not sure that I can answer your question fully, let's say. But the fact is that we mentioned in our press release that the production results in the third quarter were behind the expectations. The difference was around 5%. And I think that there were several reasons for that. There were some unplanned shutdowns of the production lines caused by some technical issues. We had to stop the lines, or the lines were stopped due to electricity blackouts during, let's say, the summer. Summertime, it is very common in our location. And what is very important and significant as well, this is the higher number of the trials on the production lines connected with the new R&D projects. We simply had to dedicate some time on our to our, let's say, R&D department to allow them to produce the materials for qualifications or the, for some trials. Regarding the sales, I think that we are satisfied with the current level of our sales. We haven't had to to reduce the speed of the lines. We keep the stable level of inventories, and we can see the same trends in the fourth quarter. That's what I can tell you.
If I could have a follow-up question, please. If there were production issues, I would have expected inventories to have declined perhaps a little bit more. Is there any reason that inventory levels were relatively stable compared to the third quarter? Were you not selling down a lot from inventory during the shutdowns?
The inventories were more or less stable. Yeah, in between, if you compare second and third quarter. Yeah. There was, the production was a little bit lower, and the fact was that there was some difference between the pricing for third quarter and fourth quarter. The prices for fourth quarter falling down, and it meant that maybe some of our customers, they took this opportunity, and they moved some orders from the end of September, last two or three days, and they postponed that to October. It might be, there might be some reason even, or the impact.
Okay. Should I assume that for the 9 months, your capacity utilization is at about 95%. Should I assume that you'll be able to get that up to 100% for the full year, or would you see a different number?
I think that, as I said, we are running our lines on full speed. There shouldn't be any maintenance shutdown. It means that we don't expect any losses linked with that. I don't know whether it will be 100%. And you know that finally the real output or capacity is linked with the product mix. It means that you know that we can say that we have 90,000, but finally it might be 87,000, 88,000. But again, we haven't reduced the speed of the lines, and we produce on full speed. And no maintenance breaks in the fourth quarter. And current status, I think that is okay, is fine, and we are satisfied.
Once again, to ask a question, just press star and then one on your phone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody, for attending this conference call. Thank you, František and Marianne, for the presentation. And if you have any follow-up questions, please let us know. And, thank you, and have a nice evening.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.